This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show, as they say. Anyway, it's a wonderful, wonderful day in the neighborhood. Let's see. Now, what are we thinking about down here in out here in the left coast, underneath the awesome Orville Dam? Nothing. Everything's good in the hood. No overtopping here. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the Orville Dam today. Absolutely. I know people are clamoring for more information. We're going to be more than happy to give you as much as we possibly can today on the Orville Dam situation as we sit here kind of high and dry right now, but you never know what might happen in the next, 48 hours. Just, you know, all kinds of big stuff, you know. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said, a lot of things going on. Certainly in Washington, D.C., Don Jr. They want to investigate Don Jr. Isn't that something else? Yeah. Again, it's a Senate committee and prompted by a Republican. Ha! Don Jr., who spent so much time testifying. You know, it's. I doubt if he's going to show up. I wouldn't. I'm sure he's not going to show up for obvious reasons. And he can be in contempt and all this good stuff. And then what? Nothing. He can sit in jail. Those are some. Senator Coons says that. I'm just right now off the top of my head listening to a lot of Showtime from other stations and so on. This is where I'm getting all this stuff. So it's just really right off the top of my head. But anyway, it's not off the top of our head. If you go to agenda21radio.news, that's a21r.com for those of you that don't want to type it all in. Or if you have it on a link, that's even better. a21r.com is is really where it's at, because we have all the news and information about the Oroville Dam, some other things that are happening also. New California, get the latest on New California, and go to newcaliforniastate.com as the website. We've got the convention coming up. Big news about the convention. I'll probably release the schedule here, actually on this show, probably in the third hours. So we tighten up a few things, just sort of give you sort of the final countdown. We've had some changes, and we've had some good changes. And sometimes, you know, it's amazing when you put these things together that all of a sudden the changing that's going on. But it's really, really awesome to know that we are clearly in the mix of what's going on, New California, in the I guess you would say, the political level. Now, we're not a political entity. Let's make that very, very clear. But some of the components for our learning behavior, our learning and educational aspect, some of those components are deeply involved, obviously, in day-to-day political swirl that is going on around the United States. And, I mean, literally United States. And, of course, you know, when you enter into this business of getting into a new state, now, I didn't know that I was going to become enter into the business of creating a state. I just sort of happenstance, right? Sometimes you just kind of see it and you can kind of understand. You got to do it, you know, just one of those things. So anyway, I never really saw that way. But you pull in and you get in touch with, and, you know, one thing leads to another, because you got to use these people that are deeply embedded into politics to help push your cause forward. Educate the population about why a new state is necessary. And those people are involved, actively involved in the stuff you're hearing about and the big news. Well, this is big news here on Agenda 21 Radio. Never mind about that. But, you know, here is the crux of it, is that we know that we're on the same playing field now. It's nice to be on the field, because we know that these people, the movers and shakers that we're talking about right now, in the next year, are going to really help to shape the new California state, and that is a fact. So that's really the long and short of what I'm saying. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. Anyway, so the president is meeting right now with the Chinese. The Chinese contingent showed up, and boy, is he talking tough. He's talking tough. It's interesting how tough he is really truly talking. Boy, that just spilled right out of my radio talk show host mouth, didn't it? Sometimes I just go sort of, I said all that. But anyway, he's up there talking tough right now with the Chinese who showed up here. Coming from China to here has some significance, doesn't it? Don't you think? I think it has serious significance. And so as a result, they're here. He has slapped tariffs off on any of their products coming in. So it's $250 billion. And they don't like it because their economy is tanking and there's a lot of problems in China. Now, just recently, you may have heard, this is from an article from, are you ready for this, our very own Chris Street from the American Thinker. Trump administration forces China to sell Port of Long Beach. Aha, the Port of Long Beach. A lot of people don't understand how this whole thing works, but this is so very, very true. It says the Trump administration of Homeland Security has forced China's state-owned Costco, COSCO, to sell the Port of Long Beach over security concerns. Duh. I mean, everybody says, well, you know, how come they come over here and they buy everything up? Well, sometimes they might be buying something up, but the bottom line is that they might not be, taking things in properly in a security standpoint. And guess what? They get kicked out. I have not talked to Chris about this article, although I was hearing about the article before I talked. See, that's what was going on. China's Costco Shipping Holdings, which bought out its 75% owned Hong Kong-based Orient Overseas International, was forced to sell its Port of Long Beach container terminal ownership to McGarry Infrastructure Partners for $1.78 billion. The Obama administration had no problems with OOCL signing a 40-year lease with the city of Long Beach in 2012 for control of America's second largest and most automated container handling operation. The sweetheart deal was part of the Middle Harbor Redevelopment Program to fund $1.5 billion of expansion through 2020. But one of the first major actions of the Trump administration's Department of Homeland Security in March 2017 was issuing a committee, listen to this, issuing a committee on foreign investment in the United States national security hold on Costco's acquisition of a former U.S. Navy port facility. What about this Donald Trump guy? See, this is the strategery going on here. This is the thing that was of utmost importance. But one of the first major actions of the Trump administration's Department of Homeland Security in March of 2017 was issuing a Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States national security hold on Costco's acquisition of a former U.S. Navy port facility. Hello. We'll be back. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this whole thing about Long Beach Harbor, and former naval base. Actually, my first aircraft carrier that I ever went on as a child, it was out of Long Beach. It was the Essex. No, USS Essex. Is that what it was? I think that's what it was. And It was enormous. I'm just choked up thinking about it. But I'm looking at the harbor, and it's kind of interesting. I can see, there's a picture of the harbor here. And what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is the Trump administration forces China to sell the port of Long Beach. Now, the strategery here is that Trump came in March of 2017 and put a hold on the sale. There was a sale going on here, fire sale, so to speak, and China was buying it, okay? China's Costco, it's called Costco Shipping Holdings, says the Obama administration had no problems with the OOCL signing a 40-year lease with the city of Long Beach in 2012 for control of America's second largest and most automated container handling operation. The sweetheart deal was part of the Middle Harbor's redevelopment program to fund $1.5 billion worth of expansion through 2020. Now, I'm bringing this up so that you understand the influence of the Chinese in our very strategic facilities. And if I'm not mistaken, Alex Jones, when he pointed this out in the 90s that this sort of thing was going on, this is a well-coordinated, well-planned action over years to obtain the harbor. Now, this is a former naval facility. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And it's, you know, like I said, like he says, it's the second most automated. I think Oakland, or that area, is the biggest one, if I'm not mistaken. But there's the infrastructure that goes along with this in this harbor is absolutely amazing as well. It says but one of the first major actions of the Trump administration, here's this statement again, March 2017, was issuing a Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States national security hold on Costco's acquisition of a former U.S. Navy port facility. So you have the berthing facilities for, you know, obviously large naval action ships. Those are already here. And I know there's already been some modifications on the harbor. That's there. That's pretty much says it all. But there's also another part of this San Pedro Harbor, which is even on the other side of it, a little bit further northwest of Long Beach. So they're right next to one another. Anyway, says here's China operates six of the world's ten busiest container ports. The Chinese government has also funded the construction and operations of 43 ports in 35 countries under its One Belt and One Road initiative launched 5 years ago, according to China's Ministry of Transport. The One Belt, One Road. Yeah. This tells you what Trump is thinking about. And, of course, he's got Peter Navarro. And Peter Navarro, a friend of Agenda 21 Radio, I might add, and a friend of Chris Street, just by extensions, right, wrote the book called Death by China. And it's free, by the way, I think now, because Navarro is on, you know, he published it. And then they made a movie about it. It says, the One Belt, One Road initiative launched 5 years ago is very, very important. And we'll explain this whole thing, because Chris Street's going to be joining us in the third hour, too. He's got to explain himself in this article. He's got to explain himself. And then, of course, nothing happening in China. He'll tell you, there's nothing happening with China, is there? Says, as part of its efforts to gain asset dominance, China has directed its state-owned companies to exclusively buy products and services from other Chinese state-owned enterprises. As a result, China International Marine Containers Group has become the world's largest makers of shipping containers in Shanghai Shenzhou. Heavy Industries has gained a 70% international market share for port cranes and now exports to 300 ports in 100 countries. So when you take a look at the big picture strategy of China and what they're trying to do, you just cannot discount this whole thing that's going on in California. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, the bells are starting to go off. It says, under the McQuarrie acquisition terms, Orient Overseas International will pocket a $1.29 billion profit and still control vessel and rail traffic at the container facilities for the next 20 years. I see. So that's the place, those are the people that are they're buying it. Isn't that interesting? See, this is the way they play it. Okay, so what is this whole notion of one belt or one belt and one road? The OBOR, as it's known. They always have an acronym, right? OBOR. I think we're gonna come up to a break. Come back from the break. We're gonna get definitely into what this one belt, one road thing is. Now we're getting kind of prepped and ready for Chris in the third hour, and we'll be talking quite a bit to Chris about that. He's also going to be speaking. If you want to hear Chris Street speak, he's going to be speaking at the, yes, you got it, he's going to be speaking at the New California State Convention, and I'm sure he's going to be playing or will have available to you Death by China, so you understand what's going on with that whole thing. And Peter Navarro, who is the trade advisor, the Chinese, especially for China, the specialist, is the president's trade advisor. He's behind this whole strategy about talking tough to China, and it should be. We have given so much to them, and they have taken so much from us. See, they have taken so much from us that it's time to stop it because it's hurting us. And that's what this president's all about. Shocking, I know, if you're a Nancy Pelosi, or shocking if you're Dianne Feinstein, or shocking if you're Kamala Harris, right? Or Jerry Brown, or Gavin Newsom. Shocking that someone would take exception to your Chinese connections, if you know what I mean. And, of course, then there's a water thing going on for Nancy Pelosi and the Chinese connection. Shocking, shocking. It's not just, it's also water. Did you know water is more expensive than oil? Go buy some water, then check it out with a gallon of gas. You see what I mean? It's more expensive for a gallon of water than it is a gallon of gas. I mean, way more expensive. I think to buy water at a gallon, it's probably going to be about $9 or $10. Of course, down in California, gas is catching up. It's almost $5 here. Those great taxes are just working out so well for everybody in California, aren't they? Really? And see, this is the thing. People are blaming Gavin Newsom for Jerry Brown's laws that go into effect because he grandfathered these things in. Hey, I'm leaving office, and by the way, 5-6 months from now, after I leave office, you schmucks in California get, 61 cents a gallon tax increase. Oh. Oh, that's sort of, yeah, that's what's happening. Anyway, coming up, we're going to look into this One Belt, One Road situation. Remember, Chris Street's going to be with us in the third hour to talk China. Then he'll explain himself about this harbor situation. Kicking the Chinese out of California and the nation. Donald Trump talks tough. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So we understand this whole thing about One Belt, One Road initiative. The China takeover of the world. Okay, you got if you're going to take over the world, this is kind of the interesting thing. If you're going to take over the world, what would you do? Well, you have to build yourself a highway, wouldn't you? You would have to do that. The One Belt, One Road initiative. Now, probably, many of you have never heard this before. Okay. There's a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to go to the unreliable. The unreliable. And it's written in Chinese. Come on. No, I'm just kidding. This is the One Belt, One Road strategy or initiative. BRI is a developed. Listen to this. It's very smart. If you want to take over the world, you've got to have One Belt, One Road, right? Now you're starting to think. Now I'm getting you thinking. It says, is a development strategy adopted by the Chinese government involving infrastructure development and investments in 152 countries and international organizations in Europa. I'm sorry, that's Europe. Asia, Middle East, Latin America, and Africa. Belt refers to the overland routes for road and rail transportation called the Silk Road Economic Belt, whereas road refers to sea routes or the 21st century maritime Silk Road. Oh, my God. What in the world is this Silk Road business? Called the Silk Road Economic Development. We're going to talk about Silk Road, the historical nature of that. We'll get Ryoshi Sasakawa and all this gold that's floating around out there and stuff like that. I mean, this is really big stuff. We are just scratching the surface. Absolutely scratching the surface. You hear that? We're scratching the surface. Here, scratch my back. Right. Oh, yeah, this butt. This one. All right. Here we let's get into this thing though about the One Belt One Road business. So you got the Maritime Silk Road, as they'd call it. Okay, 21st century Maritime Silk Road. Sea Routes, which is a Chinese strategic initiative to increase investment and foster collaboration across the historic Silk Road of China. Aha! Here we go. It is also known as OBOR, One Belt, One Road, and the Silk Road Economic Belt, 21st Century Maritime Road, until 2016 when the Chinese government considered the emphasis on the word one was prone to misinterpretation. Aha. Meaning one, like they're the one in charge of it, right? The Chinese government calls the initiative a bid to enhance regional connectivity and embrace a brighter future. Really? When the Communist Party says they're going to embrace a brighter future and they're going to control traffic everywhere, doesn't matter if it's land, sea, or air, that may be a problem, don't you think? The plan has a targeted completion of 2049, which coincides with the 100th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. Now, that probably might give you some symbolic interpretations of things happening there, right? Is that right? Is that right? It says history. The initiative was unveiled by the Chinese Parliament. Chinese Paramount? Oh, I'm sorry. The Chinese leader Xi Jinping in September and October 2013 during visits to Kazakhstan and Indonesia, and thereafter prompted Premier Liu Chuang during state visits to Asia and Europe. That was promoted by him. The initiative was given intensive coverage by Chinese state media, and by 2016 often being featured in the People's Daily. That's called a communist paper. In March 2019, China signed an infrastructure plan with Italy. Italy became the first, now this is interesting, became the first European country to join the initiative. Western Europe sees this as a benefit for business and for greater geopolitical influence. The agreement is not fully binding and does not undermine Italy's Western political and security alliances. Really? I mean, do you think it doesn't? I mean, come on. Initial objectives. The state objectives are to construct a unified large market and make full use of both international and domestic markets through cultural exchange and integration to enhance mutual understanding and trust of member nations, ending up in an innovative pattern with capital inflows, talent pool, and technology databases. Gee, I wonder where they're going to get the technology databases and capital inflow. Now, Donald Trump knows all this. Donald Trump knows all. Duh. The initial focus has been infrastructure, investment, education, construction materials, railway and highway automobiles, real estate, power grid, and iron and steel. Already, some estimates list the Belt and Road Initiative as one of the largest infrastructure and investment projects in history, covering more than 68 countries, including 65% of the world's population and 40% of the global gross domestic product as of 2017. Hello? Are we waking up yet, people? You get my drift here. Where are the communists going to go next? One belt, one road. Well, you know, this is my point is this. If you want to dominate the world, if you want to knock the big guy off, you have to have infrastructure. And boy, are they building infrastructure, right? What about those islands out there off of Vietnam? What about those islands? We've been reporting on those islands for quite some time. But now, all of a sudden, a little bit of focus. We got One Belt, One Road. And they just keep marching those islands in their occupation or building these atolls up to, you know, where they can have military equipment placed on them, airstrips, berthing facilities for big naval ships. Get it? And it's not just there, it's everywhere. It is everywhere. It says here that the Belt and Road Initiative addresses an infrastructure gap and thus has potential to accelerate economic growth across the Asia-Pacific area, Africa, Central, and Eastern Europe. A report from World Pensions Council estimates that Asia, excluding China, requires up to $900 billion of infrastructure investments per year over the next decade, mostly in debt instruments, 50% above current infrastructure spending, and the gaping need for long-term capital explains why many Asian and European heads of state gladly express their interest to join this new international financial institution, focusing solely on real assets and infrastructure-driven economic growth. Now, with this, do you think they're not thinking about world domination by 2049, the 100th anniversary of the Communist Party in China? Well, I have some socialism to sell you here in America. Maybe that's the reason why they want socialism so badly here. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. We're talking about the whole notion of the Silk Road and what's going on there. And we just got some great stuff happening for us in New California, of course. We're going to be talking about the Chinese situation and China at the upcoming convention. If you want to really find out what's truly going on, you'll have to find out about that. It's going to be absolutely amazing what we're talking about and some of the things going on. We have the Angel Moms there. Angie Morphine will be there. Agnes Givney will be there. And, of course, talking about sanctuary state status. So this is going to be a big deal. This is going to be an absolutely big deal. And the information that we will be producing there in terms of resolutions will be sent to the White House. Just to let you know, just to give you a little bit of an update on what we're doing there. So, anyway, this is a very, very interesting thing, the whole called Silk Road. So I'm going to give you the context here of the Silk Road so you understand why this is like Marco Polo type stuff, right? I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, it's really Marco Polo stuff. So, you know, silk worms. Yeah, nothing like worms. There's a place called Worms, if you know what I mean. This is a very interesting little, this is Showtime. Showtime, the Silk Road. Strap on your history books, right? Put them on your head. Walk around and learn. Get some book learning. Strap them to your ears as well, in the back of your head. Make a helmet. Anyway, the Silk Road, let's get this one down, was an ancient network of trade routes that connected the East and the West. Uh-huh. It was central to cultural interaction between the regions of many countries. The Silk Road primarily refers to the terrestrial routes connecting East Asia, Southeast Asia, East Africa, West Asia, and Southern Europe. The Silk Road derives its name from the lucrative trade in silk carried out along its length, beginning with the Han Dynasty. All right. The Han Dynasty expanded the Central Asian section of the trade routes about 114 years before Christ through the missions and explorations of the Chinese imperial envoy, Zhang Wang. The Chinese took great interest in the safety of their trade products and extended the Great Wall of China to ensure the protection of the trade route. Trade on the road played a significant role in the development of civilizations of China, Korea, and Japan, the Indian subcontinent, Iran, Persia as it was known then, Europe, the Horn of Africa, and Arabia, operating long-distance political and economic relations between the civilizations. Do you see what was going on here? Right? Though silk was the major trade item exported from China, many other goods were traded, as well as regions or religions, Socratic philosophies, sciences, and technology. Diseases, most notably the plague, also spread along the Silk Road. Now, the coming on the heels of the discussion of viruses yesterday, right? Plague, not a virus. I'm going to stop here for a second. Plague is an infectious disease caused by the bacterium Yersinia pestis. Symptoms include fever, weakness, and headache. Usually this begins 1 to 7 days after exposure in bubonic form. There's also swelling of the lymph nodes, while in the septicemic form, tissues may turn black and die. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. In the bubonic form. Now, the bubonic form is one of three types of plague caused by the Bacillus pestis. 1 to 7 days after exposure to the bacteria, fluid-like symptoms develop. And vomiting, swelling, and painful lymph nodes occur in the area closest to where the bite occurred. Oh, what? The bite? Bite me. Yeah. Where the bite occurred. Probably haven't heard of that before, huh? But it's a fact. It's a fact. And actually, you've ever heard of the song "Ring Around the Rosies, Pocket Full of Posies, Ashes, Ashes, We All Fall Down"? That is a direct reference to bubonic plague. Because you get a boo-boo. You get a sore known as a boo-boo. Bubonic. There's other forms of this, however. Bubonic plague. Or the plague, as it's known. We'll talk about that in a second. But it's a bacterium. That's the point. Yeah, we're getting a little bit different. I started with a life form known as a virus. And now we've got, you know, some people don't even, the argument is viruses aren't alive until, well, then they start doing their thing, and then they become alive. You become alive. You become the carrier of the virus. But in the case of a bacteria, bacteria are really clearly cellular cells that can live on their own. Right? They're living cells. That's one of the things. So bubonic plague is actually caused by an actual virus that you get from the saliva of fleas. Isn't that interesting? Bubonic and septic plague is usually spread by flea bites or handling an infected animal. The pneumonic form is generally spread between people through air. And there's pneumonic plague in the western United States all of time. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. So where we're at right now, we just didn't complete the lesson for you, but where we're at right now is China. We're deep into the China syndrome thing going on. You understand what's going on with One Road, right? We're going to be talking to Chris Street in the third hour about One Road, and so you get the drift of that. I'm kind of getting you prepped for what's going to be happening, actually, at the convention, the new California State Convention, because there's just so much going on there at the convention. We'll be going on at the convention. We're going to be going absolutely bonkers and crazy about it. And so we want to make sure that you understand where you can get information. You can certainly get information here. But the topics are very, very timely because, like I said, Chris Street's going to be with us, and he is going to be talking some really interesting stuff, if you will, about, well, those of you that want to know what truly is going on, you'll find out. You'll absolutely find out what's happening. So anyway, that's why we're talking about China right now, because China will be a big topic of concern for us at the convention. All right, some other things that are going to be coming up. Of course, we've got the parents of some of the individuals that were killed by illegal foreign nationals in this country, primarily as a result of things like sanctuary state status information. So we're going to be talking to Angie Morphine and Agnes Gibney. They'll be here. You've seen them on Fox News and at with the president. They are also going to be with us as well. Also, some law enforcement officials are going to be there. And we're going to be talking about, what's going on with the California state legislature, where they're passing all these laws that are really tying the hands of law enforcement. That's because, you know, the idea is to totally take us down very rapidly as a country, as a nation. And that's their strategy, create lawlessness everywhere. That is what is going on here. It's really kind of simple. It's a simple strategy. It's been one that's been around for a long time. But needless to say, it's one that we won't tolerate in New California. We're going to have to go back. And I'm telling you, all the law enforcement people we talk to, which is a vast number now, are not at all happy with what is going on with the whole California state legislature basically trying to turn California into a more lawless and ever increasing lawlessness state, which is not going to happen, at least in New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Check out what's going on in the latest news and information about what is happening at the convention. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.